This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The number of laid-off people signing up for unemployment benefits has fallen again. This covers the week that ended Saturday with 1.9 million people applying for unemployment, down from 2.4 million a week earlier. We do note that people continuing to draw jobless benefits went up to 21.5 million, meaning that rehiring has been slow. The Dow future at the moment is down 137 points, 0.5%. And a separate report shows that many people working for public schools are losing their jobs. Here's Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino.
Almost 469,000 workers in K-12 public education lost a job in just the month of April, according to the Economic Policy Institute. No surprise that some jobs involve school building maintenance, but about half were positions that deal directly with students, special education teachers, tutors, and teachers' assistants.
And I think it is devastating for student learning.
Report author Elise Gould says the job losses in April were more than the sector saw in the entire Great Recession, and they could be long-lasting as states grapple with reduced budgets. Bruce Fuller, a professor of education policy at UC Berkeley, says further cuts to education, as we saw in the Great Recession, would probably mean larger class sizes and lower teacher salaries.
These things add up to a decline in overall educational quality, and that sort of affects our whole society's ability to generate more potent forms of human capital for the private sector.
Which he says could make it even harder for the economy to recover in the long run. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.